everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. Now, there are many things that can throw a curveball at entrepreneurs, and one is when something goes wrong with their children. It's very important that you as a parent stay in touch with what your children are doing, especially their online activities. We've invited one of our regulars, Ross Saunders, a specialist in data privacy and cybersecurity, to discuss the dangers of online gaming. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Right. So, well, I suppose some of the kids are doing online gambling, but I think that's a topic for another day. But to me, a big issue now is that, you know, we've got a lot of people work from home now, and there's a lot of security breach happening at home, I think, as opposed to before it was just the office. There's security issues at home. And one of the ways that hackers get in is via their kids' gaming.
Yeah.
Right? So are there any particular types of games? Are they all bad?
Well, there's a number of sort of entry points that these hackers or malicious actors try and get in with games. And it's not necessarily only kids. There's a lot of adults that play games as well. And with lockdowns, things like that, people working from home, they are gaming more. And we've seen an exponential increase in gaming attacks. Now, a lot of the games you can have, perhaps like Counter-Strike, you can buy skins for your character so you can look different and things like that. And sometimes those kind of packages that you download that are available for free have a payload in them that's malicious, and your kids can install that, and then you can end up with a virus or malware on your computer, and that's how they can get in there. Other games as well, it could be if someone wants to cheat on a game and just make it a little easier, let's download some patches or something that makes the game easier. And those come with things as well. So there's a number of interesting ways in. And once they're in, they are in on your machine. So quite
dead. So let's just stick to, I get the adult part, but what is the advantage of hacking a kid's computer or a console? What's the advantage of that?
So a lot of that comes down to preferences and things like that. Now, if we talk about console gaming, or we talk about gaming on Steam, which is a big platform for PC, you know, you have these achievement badges, and it displays what games you play, things like that. And if you don't have your privacy settings down, limiting that to only your friends and the likes of that, you have people out there that can start looking at your profile, what you're doing, what you're playing. There are these say trophy hunting kind of thing where people will go look for these trophies in the games, and they can play on that and say, look, if you want to get to this level, we can help you. And people can start engaging your kids online with chats and things like that. Gaming and online is very anonymous, and that can be very dangerous in itself.
The webcam is also another big issue, right?
Yeah.
Where they can switch on a webcam without you even knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there tech? You know, for every technology, there's also counter technology. So now, is there an ability now to prevent that? Is that part of I don't know, your antivirus software that's preventing whatever is allowing them to hack your camera?
Yeah, so you get a lot of your antivirus, and the traditional ones were just looking for viruses. Now they look for everything from malware to Trojans and all sorts of things on your machine. So having that can be the detection. But, you know, prevention is better than cure. And if you know where you're downloading these packages from and buying them from, the actual gaming places, not trying to get free games off torrents and stuff like that, you're much less likely to hit an attack like this. And webcams have also got good as well, where generally you've got an indicator light on now if your camera is in operation. But there are some hacks that can turn that indicator light off, and then you'll never know.
Coming back to the kids now, and we'll get to the parents just now. If a lot of kids also are playing on the cell phone, this has got geolocation. I now know where the kids are. Is this being hacked as well?
You do find malicious games and things like that, but, you know, a lot of the app stores are quite good at policing this kind of stuff, but sometimes it's a reactive thing, so malicious programs get taken off too late. Phones are generally very good at segregating different components inside it. So there's still a safety factor to it, but they're pretty good at separating it. But there are dangers to games as well that have locations in the game as part of the games. If you look at some of the games, it'll have an augmented reality of your neighborhood that you're in, and you can join people there, and you can effectively track people in the app as well.
Let's come back now to the parents now who are perhaps gaming at home, or even not gaming. But at work, I know there's certainly, we've got a firewall, we've got a tremendous amount of protection, or perceived protection, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
But at home, I don't.
Right? Yeah.
I'm just following logic. If a lot of people now, exponential growth in people staying at home because of COVID, there must be a huge amount of attacks that are happening now at home.
It's exponential. But, you know, I think the security space has moved from this in-office firewall and all of that over to a more software-based control. So this is where these antiviruses are becoming really, really hardcore at what they do. So you get these endpoint protection tools now that will monitor your connections out to the internet and almost act as a firewall on the local machine, as opposed to relying on your firewall at home, which is probably a consumer device that doesn't get updated frequently and is risky in a corporate sense.
What is a firewall? I speak about it. I think I know what it is, but I'm not a techie.
So the firewall is the endpoint barrier, basically, of your network. So your router that connects to the internet will generally have a firewall on it. Your computer will also have one on, but you selectively let in and out traffic from that firewall. So what's allowed into your network, generally for a home user, nothing will really be allowed in. Mm-hmm. But it also is what goes out of the network and things like that. So your corporate firewalls are very, very well built, and it limits it that this kind of traffic, this kind of tool can come in and out, like your email, your browsing, and then limits other things like peer-to-peer sharing and more dangerous protocols.
We've seen also over this time, I've certainly seen a huge amount of, the amount of spam, despite the Poppy, etc., the amount of spam, I don't know if this is just me, but the amount of spam that I'm getting now that is being sent to my junk mail immediately has also increased huge over this time. Is that just me, or is that happening?
I think it's across the board. If you take a look, there are almost like pendulum swings in the attacks that you see, and particularly around Bitcoin, when Bitcoin starts increasing, then ransoms become more appealing because now Bitcoin's valued so high. And then when Bitcoin devalues, maybe ransom's not there, then it's going to be phishing. And so you do see these strange pendulum swings, and you can see where it's being tracked and all that. And it depends on political situations. There may be more spam and all sorts of factors. But generally, with lockdown now, we've just seen attacks go crazy.
Ross, so, thanks so much for coming on to the show and being so kind not to embarrass me when I asked you what a firewall was.
Absolutely.
To our entrepreneurs out there, do make sure you know what your kids are doing and not letting in some nasty gremlins into your home.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business. It's go time. Everywhere you go, MTN.